May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Life-Giving Spirit. Amen. It's always the same when the season of Advent breaks. The climate world is in flux. One day it's sunshine and short sleeves. The next it's cold and gray, and out come the parkas. It's as though the planet itself is ambivalent, uncertain about taking the plunge and entering a new season. We're like that too. Every time Advent rolls around, the seasons of our emotions are in flux. We go from hopeful that something miraculous is coming to despairing that, at best, nothing will change, or worse, that everything will get worse. So what is it for you today when you stepped through that door? Fall or winter? Hopeful or despairing? And as we lit that second Advent candle, the candle of peace, were you grateful that you had peace in your life? Or were you wondering how you or the world were ever going to find it? Here's the answer, and it's a shocker. The climate of today's readings, the season which the gospel dwells in, is not fall or winter, but spring. It's not hope or despair, but a peace that we only find through repentance. Every Advent, the moment that John the Baptist cries out in the wilderness, it is springtime for us, and we are called to clean up. John wants us to make our house ready for the Lord, the same way Mary Oliver is suggesting. Not merely our physical homes, John wants us to take on the mansions of our hearts. In a word, what this unexpected, outrageous prophet wants us to do is repent. And repentance is nothing less than cleaning house. The house we call our lives. The inner mangers of our heart where God has promised to dwell. John the Baptist shows up in the midst of fall and winter, declaring that it is spring and demanding that we start the cleanup. We always resist this call, of course. In a world of deep denial, where I'm okay and you're okay, and we stumble even over the word sin, it's a hard message to hear. Repent. But maybe he's on to something. Maybe this place, the heart, is a little run down. Maybe at the center of our lives, there are rooms that we don't enter, doors that we are afraid to open, aspects of ourselves that we don't want to behold, places in our hearts that we can no longer see because we have allowed the dust of indifference to settle. Or maybe we've let selfishness cling to our relationships like dirt. Maybe they have built up because we have let ourselves down, or our neighbor, or God. I think John is crying out because he has the finger on the pulse of all of our lives and knows that we are all in some way in need of repair. Perhaps what made John unique was that he knew what was going on in his own house. In his own life, he was able to see the signs. The faded paint, the dirty grout between the tiles, the buildup on the blinds. I believe that John's humility comes from looking out from the window of his heart and wondering how much light he will be able to see through the grime. So here we are. It is Advent, and we are preparing for God's own anointed one to at least enter the mangers of our hearts, or maybe even the world. And John the Baptist is paying us the first visit. He's knocking at the door. Here, now, today, we are called to let him in. And since he is our ancestor in the faith, maybe when we see him coming, it's like an annoying relative telling us what needs cleaning and what we need to fix. When he rattles the lopsided screen door or drags a finger through the dust on the mantelpiece, when he calls us to repent, we'll probably deny or get defensive. It's always that way when we are confronted with our sin. Part of us wants to say, so what? This is my place. And it's not dirty, it's just organic. Well lived in. It's not broken down, it's charming. Classic, vintage. It may not be a Madamy or a Viceroy, but it's my home. It's cozy. And whatever its defects, well, that's the way I like it. In other words, it's difficult not to deny or be defensive when we are asked to repent. In fact, sometimes it's so difficult that instead of facing repentance when it knocks, we hide in self-denial. When we know a difficult guest is coming, sometimes it's easier to just cover up the dirt, right? Or dim the lights so that the guest won't see what the place really looks like. Sometimes instead of fixing it, we take all that is broken and throw it into that room that we never enter unless we have to. But that is just the place where John is asking us to go. And as much as we don't want to go there, as insecure as we are about the brokenness in our heart being revealed, as much as we want to hide it, John is telling us that we need to go there. Okay, that was a little dark. Tough message to swallow. So here's the deeper truth about repentance. Here's the hope that leads to the peace that repentance brings. When Jesus comes, when the guest finally arrives, and we repent in sincerity and truth, he doesn't even see what is broken and doesn't care about the dirt. We get so fixated on our sense of worth that we often cannot see that this place, the human heart, is sacred in God's eyes because that's the way God made it. God sees what we never do in ourselves or in others. That beneath the dirt and beyond what is broken is something breathtakingly, heart-stoppingly beautiful. You are beautiful. This home, the heart that God created in you, is meant to echo God's joy in making it with every beat. And the heart of repentance is seeing that in yourself, really seeing it. Because when you are able to see how beautiful you are, how you were fashioned for holiness, then you can't help but see it in your neighbor. But when you look at the person in front of you and don't see what God sees, well, that's when you really do need to clean house. That's when you know that there are parts of this dwelling that are stained and broken. So here we are. Today, we prepare the way. Before we make our journey to the manger, we clean house to make a home for the God who will come to us. And that's why John is crying out in the wilderness. Today and every Advent, John says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." And what that means for us is this: your spring cleaning is now. You need to prepare this place for holiness. And when you are able to see how beautiful it really is, you let Christ in. And no matter what shape this place is in, God never wants to leave.